This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and we are springing right into party planning during this episode. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Listeners, I'd love to introduce you to PetPlate.com. They deliver freshly cooked, human-grade dog food right to your door. I'm talking about dog food that is so high quality that even us humans could, technically, eat it. I've been feeding PetPlate to my pup for the last 2 weeks, and it's perfect for my picky pup, and perfect for me since I'm so busy. So if you want something super healthy, really tasty, and ready to serve, go to petplate.com/spot to get 30% off your first box. Once again, that's petplate.com/spot to get 30% off your first box. PetPlate.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. It's springtime, finally. And I have to warn you, I sound a little raspy today. The springtime allergies have gotten to me. So I didn't want to postpone an episode any longer. So I'm just going to power through it, and you have to excuse the raspy voice. Okay, so some of you may like it, some of you may not. I'm not a big fan of it, but we're just going to go with it. So I will try not to cough right into the microphone. So the birds are chirping outside, which is exciting for most of us. We're finally seeing some signs of green, and the weather is hopefully warming up where you are. It is here. And I can't think of a better time to plan a spring fling for your pups and their friends. And I figured, since I'm actually planning my own dog party for the next couple of weeks, I might as well share some of my ideas with my favorite listeners. Now, we've discussed party planning quite a bit on this show because, well, there's always a reason to celebrate, right? And everyone loves parties. A spring fling is especially fun to plan because for a lot of people, it marks the first time you'll spend significant time outside where you aren't bundled up and or freezing. So I mentioned that I am in the process of planning a party. What kind of party, do you ask? Well, it's a spring fling party for about 15 to 20 French bulldogs. Yes, you got that right. 15 to 20 dogs and their humans. And there's a group of us here in Atlanta who stay in contact, and we meet up a couple times a year, and we just like to get together and have some fun with our dogs. And let's be real, the party is just as much for the humans as it is for the dogs. And we all love getting together to eat and drink and share our funny Frenchie stories and see all of our Frenchies play together. And it absolutely blows our minds how the dogs remember each other, especially those who are from the same litter. It's the craziest thing. They form their little groups and they stick with each other for the duration of the party. It's the cutest thing ever. And as I'm planning this party, I'm also thinking about sharing tips and tricks with my listeners. Okay, so we're going to go into party planning mode. So if you're thinking about putting together a spring fling, whether it's for humans and it's just dog friendly, or if it's a dog party, this is for you. Okay, so first thing is first, choose a date for your shindig. Now, I like to choose a few different dates and then maybe ask a handful of the people I'm inviting just to see if there are any major conflicts. Okay, I kind of like to gauge it. I don't like to commit to a date right up front because then you're going to have people who say, oh, I can't make it because I'm going out of town. I can't make it because it's my daughter's birthday. So just make sure that you have a few options. Take a look at the calendar. Look at what works for you first. And then maybe send out an email or a group text to some of those who you know you're going to be inviting and just ask their opinion. Say, do you have any feedback for me as far as the dates are concerned? Because I really want you to attend. Next, you want to choose your location. So for convenience factor, my party is going to be held in my backyard, which is pretty brave because you just never know how it's going to end up afterwards. Now, my backyard is fenced in, and it is big enough for pups to run around and roam without getting into too much trouble. We try and dog-proof it as much as possible before our parties. Now, you could also think about throwing the party somewhere beside your house. So maybe there's a park nearby that has a dog park or a fenced-in area. Even a beach, if you live near the beach. I know there are some dog-friendly beaches around. That would be a lot of fun to have a beach party. Or even a campsite. Maybe a wooded area with some picnic tables. Something that you can block off and reserve ahead of time would be ideal. But just be sure to do your research and make sure it is a dog-friendly area. Okay, you don't want to make that mistake, plan your party, and then you get there. Oops, no dogs allowed. That would be terrible. So also make sure there's a fenced-in or secured area for the dogs to run and roam. You don't want to spend your time chasing after runaways. That doesn't sound like fun at all. Now, once you know about how many guests to expect, you can choose your location because that will dictate where you're going to have it. Now, if your location is already set, you should definitely plan the number of guests based on how many that location can comfortably hold. Okay, so I'm not sure if my backyard could really accommodate comfortably more than 20 dogs or so. And I'm not sure that would be fun for anyone because it would just be too overwhelming. So just think about your location and then plan your number around that. Now, you don't want to have too many dogs and humans in a small space. It just doesn't sound good. It sounds kind of miserable. Now, once you've secured your location, think about whether or not you want to make it a themed party. Spring Fling can be the theme, or you can designate a specific theme and ask your guests to dress up. Maybe you want to make it a luau or a fiesta. The theme will also determine what decorations and food that you have at the party. So keep that in mind as you're choosing your theme. Now for my party this time, I'm just sticking with the spring theme because I can't wait to decorate with pastels and springy things. I've really missed the warm weather and I'm taking full advantage of planning for this party. Let's just hope another cold front or rain doesn't come through that weekend. That would be terrible. So that brings me to my next piece of advice. When it comes to locations, be sure to have a plan B. Okay, what if it rains on the day of the party? Do you have a backup location? Because wet dog smell is not the most inviting smell for your guests. So be sure to have an indoor area where your guests can go if it starts to rain. And we have two indoor locations that we always have ready for our guests when we have our parties. We have our covered screened-in porch, and we have our basement. Now, both are fairly good-sized spaces that we can use to accommodate the dogs and the human guests, the food, and the drinks when it's necessary. Now, of course, everybody would rather be outside, so let's just hope for beautiful weather. But if it does rain, we have a backup plan. So we have two different spaces that we can head into if it starts to rain, or if it's just cold and yucky outside. Also, on the flip side, if it's too hot, you can go inside and cool off. So we do that a lot of times with our summer parties. If we have outdoor activities for the dogs and they're getting a little too hot, we will have the cool indoor space available to them and we'll set up fans and the cooling pads as well. So it works both ways. Now, once you've set the date, you've chosen your location, and you've decided on a theme, you'll need to invite your guests, right? An easy way to get the word out is to create an evite. Or if everyone is on Facebook, that makes it easy, and you could create a Facebook event. That's what I did for this one. Be sure to give your guests as much information as possible, and also make sure that you're sending it out with enough time for them to plan. If you'd like for them to BYOB, bring your own bowl for water, you should tell them on the invitation, or if there's anything else you would need for them to bring. Just be sure to prepare your guests for what to expect. Now, I did create a Facebook event, like I said, for this one, and I invited the people who usually attend. I also allowed guests to invite guests, since there may be some newbie Frenchie friends who want to attend. It's up to you, though. You can keep your guest list on lockdown, or you can open it up. Just be prepared for extra paws and people running around if you allow your guests to invite others. The way I look at it, the more the merrier, but I'm not sure your outlook, especially if you have a confined space and you have a limit as to how many you can host. You might want to keep it on lockdown and just invite those who you have in mind. Now, what kind of decorations and supplies will you need? That's a good question, right? My motto is keep it simple. I suggest setting a budget for supplies, decorations, food, and beverages, because all of that adds up. This will hold you accountable and hopefully keep you from going crazy at Target. Now, I don't like to get too fancy with the decorations when planning parties. I like to choose a theme or a color scheme and add a few key pieces to tie it all together. Consider visiting the dollar store to pick up cute but inexpensive decorations and supplies. They have pretty much everything you need to pull off a spring-themed party right now, Pastels are everywhere, so you have a lot to choose from. Now, I like to get my streamers and banners from there because if they get damaged, I don't care. You can, you know, just throw them out and get new ones next time. Also, the dollar bins at the entrance of Target. Yes, that section that sucks you in when you walk into the red abyss known as Target. You'll find cute and inexpensive seasonal items there to add to what you found already at the dollar store. So also check out your party supply stores for matching plates, napkins, table covers, cutlery, etc. They usually have their items arranged by color or theme, so it will be easy to pop in and find what you're looking for. Now, don't forget to pick up serving items like platters, bowls, and pitchers if you need them. Also, keep an eye out for coupons since this will make your shopping trip a little less painful. All right, so now that you have your space set up and your guests invited, it's time to plan some fun activities for your guests. If you're lucky enough to have really warm weather, you could have water activities. Fill up a kiddie pool with water or set up a sprinkler. You know your guests will be in hog heaven with that. If you have a large pool, consider opening it up for the party, but make sure everyone understands pool safety and that there's a close human supervision going on. Now, not all dogs can swim. Be careful when water is around. If you're not quite ready for the water activities, that's okay. There are plenty of other activities you can plan for, and you can wait until summer to take out all the water stuff. You can grab a few tennis balls and a few frisbees, and you'll have occupied humans and pups all day long. For the larger dogs at the party, you can set up a bob for balls game. Okay, this is what you do. Place a bunch of tennis balls in a large container of water and let them bob for them like they're bobbing for apples. Whoever gets the most balls is the winner. Now, an activity I'm planning for the spring fling is an Easter egg hunt. It's super easy and it's so much fun. All you have to do is buy the plastic Easter eggs, which should be in stores right now, fill them with dog treats, we'll talk about those later, and then hide them all over the outdoor space and watch your furry guests go crazy looking for them. Now, this activity is fun for everyone because the humans enjoy watching their dogs go on a hunt, and the dogs, well, of course they love it, especially when they find the eggs. Now, I suggest putting something pretty smelly inside the eggs. Okay, you could do a piece of jerky. We've talked about making jerky on the show before because that would be kind of stinky. Just make sure it's something that they can really smell. Now, if you have a lot of sporty dogs attending your party, think about setting up an agility or obstacle course. For jumps, look for adjustable bars, or you can create your own with PVC pipe. That's if you're especially handy, of course. Just be sure the bars are the appropriate height so no one gets injured. Now, for tunneling, you could use a child's flexible play tunnel, which usually costs about $20 or so. Dogs love these tunnels, so it's something you could use again even after the party is over. You could always set it up inside for a fun rainy day activity. For weaving, you can use PVC pipe again to stick in the ground. Just make sure they're the right distance apart for dogs to fit around. You could also use orange cones if you don't have the PVC pipe. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Spring Fling party planning.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact. Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E,
and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Now, before the break, I shared tips for planning the perfect spring fling party. Now, just to recap, first, you should choose a date, of course. Next, choose your location. Then decide if you want to make it a themed party. Invite your guests. Choose your decorations. And then decide on activities for your guests. The activities for your furry guests can also be fun for humans as well. But if you'd like, you can also set up some yard games, maybe like horseshoes or cornhole, for your human guests. All right, next, let's talk about food. This is our favorite part. There's so many fun and easy treats you can make for your furry and human guests. And when I think about spring, I think about colors, so why not serve colorful foods at your party? The first recipe is so easy and it's so much fun. And it can also serve as an edible puzzle of sorts. All you need is a bundt cake pan, you know, those round pans that are open in the middle, water, and sliced fruit. Fill the bundt cake pan with water and add the fruit. Now, I like adding sliced strawberries and some blueberries as well. You'll freeze it for about 4 hours or until it's completely frozen. You'll pop out the water, the frozen water, which is now ice, and watch your furry guests go crazy trying to get to the fruit. Now, you can also mix yogurt and peanut butter into a blender and a little bit of water, and then pour it into the bundt cake mold. Top with the fruit, strawberries, blueberries, and then freeze. Okay, so you have a couple of different options there. For individual frozen goodies, you can use an ice cube tray instead, and then the frozen treat is sure to be a huge hit at your party because you have individuals that they don't have to share. So think about that. You can have the big one that they can all go after together, or you can have individual frozen treats. They're both super easy. Now, you can't have a party without cake, right? To make delicious pupcakes or a full cake, it's up to you. This is what you'll need. 1 egg, 1/4 cup of peanut butter, and I like to use the all-natural creamy kind, 1/2 cup of honey, and you might want to consider using local honey because it's good for allergies, 1 cup shredded carrots, 1 cup whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour if you prefer, and plain yogurt for the frosting. Okay, once you have all of your items together, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and then line your muffin tin with liners, or you can make them without the liners. It's up to you. That makes it a little bit easier for the pups. Grease the tin directly with coconut oil if you don't have the liners. And then you're going to combine your wet ingredients. Remember, I like to do that separately from the dry ingredients. It just makes it mix better. Combine the egg, the peanut butter, and the honey in a large bowl. You can either blend by hand or you can use your stand mixer. And then you're going to stir in your carrots, mix thoroughly, and then fold the flour into the carrot mixture. You'll spoon the cake batter into your greased pan or into the liners, and then you'll bake in the oven for about 30 minutes. You'll want to take them out, let them cool in the pan for about 10 minutes, and then place the pupcakes onto a wire rack just so they cool completely. Now, once they're completely cool, and I mean they're completely cool, go ahead and start frosting with the plain yogurt. You could also think about dusting a bit of carob powder or maybe drizzling some honey on top to add a little extra something. And then you have pupcakes for everyone. Since it's spring, and that usually means allergies start flaring up, I should know, I wanted to share a favorite recipe that incorporates two of the best all-natural ingredients for combating allergies, plain yogurt and honey. Both of these are incredibly healthy for many reasons, including helping with allergies. Plain non-fat yogurt is a staple in my house. You don't even have to do anything fancy with it. You can always just let your pups lick the spoon. But that's not as fun as creating yummy treats with it. And since you already have yogurt on hand from the pupcake icing, you can use it again for this tasty treat. So for this one, Doggy Dots, you'll need yogurt, softened peanut butter, an icing bag and tip, parchment paper, and a cookie or baking sheet. First, you'll want to soften the peanut butter just a little bit so it's easy to work with. To get the best consistency for the peanut butter, I suggest that you microwave it for just a little bit, but be careful because it will start to burn if you leave it in there too long. I would place 1/2 cup or so in the microwave in a microwavable bowl and heat for about 15 seconds. And you'll want to do that in increments until it's softened. Now, you don't need it to be completely melted. You just want it softened. Next, you'll mix the peanut butter into 1 cup of non-fat plain yogurt. Make sure it's completely mixed. And if you have an icing bag and a tip, go ahead and fill it up with your yogurt mixture. Now, if not, don't worry. You can use a Ziploc bag with the corner cut out. That works perfectly. You can even, if you have an icing tip, you can stick that in the Ziploc as well. If not, you can just use the Ziploc with the cut. Lay a piece of parchment paper down on your cookie sheet, and then using your icing bag and tip or the Ziploc bag, squeeze the yogurt mixture into small dots. For larger dogs, you can make them a little bit bigger. Now, once you've squeezed out all of the mixture, you'll pop the cookie sheet into the freezer for about an hour. Now, that's probably the most difficult part of this whole recipe is finding room in your freezer, if you're anything like me. Once your Doggy Dots are frozen, and you'll be able to tell that they're hard, you'll take them out and peel each dot off the parchment paper. And that's why you use the parchment paper, so it's easy to peel off. And then you have a refreshing and healthy yogurt treat. You can store them inside the Ziploc or a container inside the freezer and then take them out when your guests arrive. Also, consider having a veggie tray out at your party since both furry and human guests can snack on fresh vegetables. And it's always a good thing when you have something that's easy that everybody can eat. Popcorn is another great snack that can be shared at a party. You can make individual bags of air-popped popcorn, and that makes it especially easy to share. Also, be sure to have plenty of water bowls out for your furry guests, and make sure they stay full the whole time so pups stay hydrated throughout the day. Okay, you don't want anyone getting too hot because they will be running around, obviously. So you have a good handle on the food situation. What about goodie bags? Now, you can't let your guests leave empty-handed, right? When you go to the dollar store to pick up decorations, keep an eye out for cute gift bags or baskets. Fill them with balls and toys and treats for your guests to take home with them. You could even personalize your gifts by printing out custom labels. Just a personal touch to say thank you for attending the party. I know what I've done in the past is I've bought in bulk, when we had a big party, I bought Frisbees. And I actually bought small ones since most of the dogs were small. I bought colorful Frisbees and I printed out labels and I peeled off the labels and stuck them on the Frisbees. And so it's kind of like a commemorative Frisbee that they can play with afterwards. So just think about that, maybe adding a personal touch. All right, so I think you're in good shape for planning the perfect springtime party. I'll be posting pictures and videos from our spring fling in just a couple of weeks when we have the party. Please post your photos and tag the Doggy Dish so we can see how amazing your party turned out. Well, we are out of time, and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find the Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to the Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.